The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, I know many of you will have experience of trying to access or accessing the Fair Deal scheme when someone in your family needs long-term care in a nursing home. But how easy is it to navigate, and what does it mean for your family home if you sign up? Well, Eamon O'Brien is managing director of a company called Fair Deal Assist. .ie, and he's here with me in the studio. Eamon, you're very welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
So the Fair Deal scheme, so many people have used it and successfully, but I suppose for people who are on the verge of needing to access it, it can be a daunting thing to face.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the first thing to remember is that the scheme is there to help, and that in the vast majority of cases it makes sense to apply.
Financial sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the scheme was started in 2009. They on average they have 10,000 applications per year, and the scheme costs the government about $1 billion a year to mm-hmm. run. So for people who are in the situation where they're looking at potentially a relative or a friend going into full-time nursing home care, it makes sense to go on to the HSE website and have a look at the requirements that are there in mm-hmm. relation to the whole Fair Deal scheme, because in the vast majority of cases, it makes financial sense for people to apply.
Okay. Well, will you go through that for us and,
sure.
and what it does mean for your finances
okay.
when you do it?
So they look at both your income and your assets, right? If you're a married person, they will take 3.75% of your income. And if you're a widowed person, they will take 7.5% of your income per annum. On an asset basis, they will take 40% of your assets over, 7.5%, percent of your assets per annum from on a cash basis. And then if you are in a married couple situation, it's 3.75%.
Right, but the asset value is realised when?
They will take that contribution on basically a weekly basis, right? So from your own bank account, you will have
but
to.
But that's from your income. But if the house hasn't been sold, and
if the house hasn't been sold, the way to basically defer that payment is through the nursing home loan. So you can apply for a nursing home loan on your property, and basically that's a government loan that defers the payment of the portion of your contribution to cost that mm-hmm. is related to the home.
And how long do you have to sort that out then after the person
the government have just extended it to 18 months. But in certain circumstances, for example, if you've a surviving partner, or husband or wife, you may still be living in the house.
Yeah, how does
and
that
at that
work?
Point in time, what you do is you apply for a deferment in relation to that. So it's when the second spouse passes away that the loan would be repaid to the mm-hmm. government at that point in
and
time.
What is the maximum portion of the value of the family home that the government will take?
So the government, at a maximum, there's a three-year cap on the family home. So if you're a widowed person, for example, you're paying 7.5% per annum on that. So the maximum the government will take is 22.5%
of the value of the family home. I think that's really important, Eamon.
It is, absolutely.
Because a lot of people feel that they're going to lose the family home in its entirety.
That's not the case at all. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of aspects to this that are fair, right? It's been given the name Fair Deal for a reason. The 77.5% that's left behind will go into the estate of the person, and that can be distributed among mm-hmm. the people that they are giving money to.
And when it comes to the income then, that a portion of the income then is yeah. used as well to help support the costs of keeping that person in the nursing home.
Yeah.
That is all income, isn't it? State,
that is all
pension,
income. Yes, absolutely.
Everything.
Yeah. So private pensions, state pensions, any dividends, any income you have of any description.
And you're paying that on a monthly basis, are you?
You are paying that. No, you're paying it on a weekly basis, yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah.
But oft times the nursing homes will bill you on a monthly basis. So the state will the HSE will calculate what is your contribution towards your costs.
Yeah.
And you have to pay that amount of money, and then the state will pay the balance.
Okay.
So the nursing home is...
Invariably, the state is paying the bulk of these costs of the nursing home, because it can cost how much? 1,500
oh, yeah,
euro a week to 15, keep somebody in a nursing home?
The state sets a maximum amount that it is willing to pay for each nursing home in the country, and it actually varies. So, you know, nursing homes down the country would be slightly less. They would be about 1,200 in average. On average, around Dublin, it's 1,400, 1,450 type of figure, right? Okay. That's the maximum the state will pay. So the state then makes an assessment as to how much of that 1,450, for example, just take that figure, that you are responsible for, and then how much the HSE are responsible for. So the HSE can be responsible for the vast majority of that, or they can be responsible for none of it. If you're a high-income, high-asset person, the state will not contribute, right? If you're a very low-income, low-asset person, the state will basically pay the vast majority of
your bills.
So some
people will not be entitled to access Fair Deal.
Yeah. It's very few and far between.
Okay, I want to come to some questions coming into us. Before signing up for Fair Deal, get an experienced accountant for financial advice on your circumstances. Leased and transferred land that's not farmed cannot be capped. It's a hellish deal for some. Is that right?
That I haven't heard of that, but I mean, the whole area in relation to farming is very, very industry specific. So mine would be more on the general queries rather than farm related.
That's one that you need to check out if you are in that situation, certainly, with transferred or lease land. And it's probably very good advice that you should get an experienced accountant for financial advice. This listener says, a family member told us that they had done the Fair Deal for our aunt who has no children. The Fair Deal hasn't been done, and it has been our aunt's savings which have been covering the cost of the nursing home for the last 3 years. The savings are now running out and they're going to apply for the Fair Deal. Do the last 3 years account for anything in relation to the Fair Deal scheme?
No. Unfortunately not. There's no retrospection in relation to applications for the Fair Deal scheme. The one thing that might be advantageous was if the aunt had a house, the 3 year cap would kick in then. So effectively, because they paid their own costs for the 3 year period, they will be deemed to have dealt with that through their asset stream.
So the house will not be used as part of the Fair Deal, potentially, but you need to check that.
Yeah.
Okay, my husband and his brother are considering getting their dad's house ownership moved across to them. What are the implications on Fair Deal if the family home belongs to the children and not their elderly father? Their father is an 89-year-old cancer patient who is currently living at home with home help. So how does that work?
They can do that anytime they want is the first thing. I mean, that's a personal family decision. However, there are gifting regulations within the Fair Deal scheme that if you have gifted anybody either income or assets within the last 5 years, that is basically included as an asset of the person who is applying for the Fair Deal scheme. Uh-huh. So in their father's case, if the application comes in the next 5 years, those assets or the transfer of the house will be included as an asset of his rather than an asset of theirs.
So you can't do that disposal of assets.
You can do the disposal of assets if you do it well in advance.
Well, yeah. 5 years
you'd
or so.
Want to be, you know, you'd want to be doing a lot of planning. And, you know, in a lot of cases, going back to the farm issue, a lot of cases where young farmers are now having the farms transferred from their father to them, that actually makes a whole pile of sense from the Fair Deal scheme as well.
Is the amount paid from your income deducted from the 7.5% per annum and the 22.5% due from the sale of your house? I'm not quite sure I understand that.
No, they're two separate figures. Right, yeah.
7.5% from your income and 22.5%
is... 22.5%
is
3 years, yeah. 3 years worth of 7.5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the Fair Deal application...
Claire, just to reiterate, right, it's 40% of income if you're married, it's 80% of your income if you're widowed, and then if you're married, the asset amount is 3.75, and if you're widowed, the asset amount is 7.5.
Okay. And the application process is simple or complicated?
I wouldn't be employed if it was simple.
Right.
It is difficult, and a lot of people don't like forums. If you're the sort of person who likes forums, then, you know, crack on and do it yourself. But if you're not, or you don't have a lot of financial expertise, it probably makes sense to go and talk to a consultant.
Yeah, get some advice either from accountant or from fairdealassist.ie, which is Eamon's company. Eamon, thank you so much for coming in and for answering those questions. We'll take a break back after this.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.